A peek at gold panning. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I've done a little gold panning during outdoor trips to Alaska, and it really is quite fun. Furthermore, if you're lucky, you might be able to find a little gold with a payoff. At any rate, I ran across this YouTube video where a so-called expert is showing people how to separate gold, which is very heavy, from lighter materials. He's using a gold pan, not surprisingly, shaking it in a huge tub of water, and demonstrating to a student of sorts how it's done. Take a listen.
And by shaking it, what we're doing is, you can see it's liquid now, right?
Yeah.
It's called liquefaction. We're making the light stuff come to the top, the heavy stuff go to the bottom, and then like this, which is what you were doing,
and that's
right?
That's getting
all the light stuff on the top off of there, leaving only the heavy stuff at the bottom.
Okay.
And that's all gold panning is. Now the pans have changed a little bit. They started out with no grooves, and then they went to these little grooves, and now they're going to the deeper grooves.
Whatever grooves you're thinking of, you can find it at Sportsman's Warehouse, which features mini gold panning kits, original gold rush panning kits, gold pans, gold sifters, how-to books, sluice boxes, the whole nine yards. And you'll be surprised to know how affordable they are. Go online to Sportsman's Warehouse and search for gold panning.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.